Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Podcasting almost live.
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
All right, it's Wednesday, January 12th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And after the last show, I'm back in the studio. And if you didn't hear last show, I did it from a racquetball court like I did a long time ago. Must have been somewhere in the first 10 shows or something. But that time, the first time, I was recording at 8 kilohertz, and last time on the last show, I was recording at 96, and you can really hear the difference. It's amazing. With the 8 kilohertz using the Belkin iPod voice recorder, every time I would hit the racquetball, there'd be distortion, and it was just a mess. But now, with 96 kilohertz and a good microphone, stereo, of course it was being converted to mono, but a good... good line in microphone, and the iPod Linux running on my iPod, it was perfect audio quality for a podcast. Doing one on the go on my iPod, and pretty much as good as on my computer. So I think I'm gonna start doing a lot more of those, more mobile podcasts. The only thing is I don't have, you know, my show notes and everything. So I'm gonna ask for feedback here, whether you liked that, just no notes and just talking about something related to technology and what my thoughts on it are, or if you like the more structured in the studio, giving the facts on something and the specifications of new products and things, and having all the notes in front of me. To give all the information. So, you know, I don't know what my audience prefers, but if you've got an opinion, then go ahead and write to me, alan@everythingdigital.org, or leave a comment. So, anyway, let's go ahead with the 5 5-second news headlines, and these are for probably a couple days ago, because I meant to do the podcast yesterday, but then just got caught up in Steve Jobs' keynote and didn't have time to do it after watching that. So went ahead and waited till today, and just gonna squeeze it in here. Just getting pretty late, but here we go. All right, the Sony PSP has confirmed a U.S. launch date of this March. Vivendi Universal and Electronic Arts, two prominent video game publishers, have added their support for Panasonic's Blu-ray DVD format. AMD is announcing a new 64-bit processor family named Turion to rival Intel's Centrino chips. And SanDisk has introduced an SD flash memory chip which can plug into either a secure digital card slot or a USB port without an adapter. And Kodak is planning to market their own Wi-Fi camera capable of wirelessly transmitting photos to a computer. Those are just the short headlines, and there are links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so I don't actually think I have anything planned, but talking about Steve Jobs' Macworld keynote, because that was quite exciting. Always wonderful to see all the new Apple products coming out, and while I was watching it, I continuously updated everythingdigital.org with my thoughts on it and a sort of a minute-by-minute rundown of what happened. So I'm gonna give you the highlights in audio form, so you don't have to watch the webcast or pour through all these the minute-by-minute synopsis off of everythingdigital.org. So basically, the first he started off, he talked about 10.4 Tiger and saying it's going to come out first half of 2005, which could mean anywhere from tomorrow to June. So not very definite and certainly not extremely hopeful, but we could get it soon. I'm hoping it's going to be sooner rather than later, because after, you know, him getting up there and showing it off, it really looks wonderful, the stuff that that can do. Dashboard, this new new method of widgets that sort of fly down onto your desktop by command. You press a, you know, F12 or something, and they fly down onto your desktop, and you got all these widgets for like tracking your flights, and an iTunes controller, and a calculator, and a dictionary, and a weather tracker. You know, all this stuff just available just by pressing a key, and it all comes down on your desktop, and you can just see, you know, all that information right there. So I think that's going to be great. And of course, everything just looks wonderful. Aqua, you know, wonderful graphic design on the widgets. Just going to be really cool. So, and then he also showed Spotlight, which is the whole searching implementation in 10.4 Tiger, which is just basically going to be included in every program that Apple makes for 10.4. And it's, of course, it's, you know, right on the desktop, you click a little menu item, and you got a search box there. And it sort of categorizes your search results. So instead of just giving you a list of files, it's got a section for pictures, and it'll tell you the five most relevant or most popular pictures that came up for the keywords you entered, and it'll show you little previews, and it will it'll show you the files, PDFs, everything. And it'll do, like, a slideshow of the pictures it finds, which actually Steve Jobs inadvertently activated during the keynote. And so the slideshow started, and he couldn't get out of it, because obviously there's still bugs in Tiger, otherwise they'd be releasing it tomorrow. So he hit a bug and couldn't get out of the slideshow. And he goes, well, that's why we have backup computers here. Obviously referencing the Microsoft CES keynote, where they couldn't get anything to work and didn't have any backups. So anyway, then he went on to talk about iLife 05, iPhoto, iMovie, iDVD, GarageBand, and iTunes. He talked about the major updates in each one, and looking pretty good. iDVD, not many major updates, just some new templates and stuff. And iTunes, there's he mentioned an update to the music store where they're going to start emphasizing iTunes Essentials, and those are it's like collections of sort of famous or important music for specific categories, but now they're going to make it for specific artists and specific albums and you know, genres and stuff, and it's going to be a lot more extended than it's previously been. Previously, it's just been they'd have a category, like, every week, and they'd just pick some important songs from there. But I found it's a great way to find new music, and you just pick a category that interests you and look through the music and until you find a song that you like. Let's see. What else about iTunes? Looking through the notes I took during the during the show. Let's see, here we go. He was talking about the iTunes Music Store and how they've sold 230 million songs so far, and 1,250,000 songs sold per day. That's 500 million songs per year. And they have 70% of the market share in the online music store market. Over 1 million prepaid cards sold. And that is something that I found quite convenient, because I actually signed up for an iTunes Music Store account before you needed a credit card. And I don't want to deal with a credit card on iTunes or a PayPal account. I just want the prepaid cards. They're just so much simpler. And, you know, because actually I created it back during the Pepsi promotion because I wanted some free music. And so I just used the caps. And I never really got around to putting a credit card or anything in there. And I've just been getting prepaid cards, which are fine. I mean, there's no tax on them or anything. They're just, however, you know, you buy a $15 prepaid card and you got $15 in iTunes. So let's see. Then you talked about iWork, which is a new suite of products that they're introducing. And of course it's going to include Keynote, the Keynote 2, which is their new version of Keynote, and they're looking to replace Apple Works, which, well, I don't think it was extremely successful, and I certainly did not find it very user-friendly or stable. And they're introducing a new word processor program. It's called, what is it called? Pages, right. Pages, and I think they're trying to take on Microsoft Word here, which is going to be really great if they can actually make some headway. Because there's a lot of problems with Microsoft Word. I know on a Mac, whenever I'm typing stuff in, I'll sort of pause, and it'll be like one letter behind and take maybe 10 seconds to fill in that last letter of what I just wrote. Unless I like click somewhere to refresh it or something. Anyway, so it's got problems. And also, Pages is going to be a lot better for like newsletter editing and things. I saw the demonstrations they had up there. And of course, super user-friendly. You can just basically drag things anywhere. I mean, that's the Apple mentality. You can click and drag wherever you want. So, let's see. I'm going to stop there for now while I play some non-RIAA music. And this is Right on Time from Quincy C.
Gone away.
Right on Time from Quincy C. So, moving on in the Macworld Steve Jobs keynote, onto the very exciting stuff, or at least for me. I know some people were not quite as excited as how things turned out. Anyway, the Mac Mini. It's a stripped-down Mac that pretty much the whole internet has been expecting now that there are no secrets at Apple anymore because there's information leaks everywhere. We didn't know what it looked like, but we knew what the specs were going to be. And we knew that it was going to be $499, which it is. And it has no keyboard, no mouse, no monitor. It does have a 1.25 gigahertz or a 1.42 gigahertz processor. And, Apple, this was a Macworld keynote of appealing to the lower end of the market. And we'll talk about that more further on, but I think it's good. I mean, they're really pushing at the PC market and trying to get those people to switch because a lot of those people own an iPod, and they're just, they're ready to switch to Apple. Just so many people say, you know, well, I'd switch to Apple if it was as cheap as a Windows. And, I mean, eventually, probably an Apple is going to be as cheap as a Windows because you don't have to replace it as often, and you don't get all the spyware and adware, and you don't, you know, have to spend hundreds of dollars getting your PC repaired after you throw it on the floor in anger at the adware that keeps popping up on your screen. But a lot of people don't realize that, and so they buy Windows because they're cheaper. I mean, you can get one for like $400. But now that you can get a Mac for $500, I think a lot of people are going to start considering that option who wouldn't have before. So it does look nice. It's small. It's reminiscent of a G4 Cube, but it's like 1/8 the height. So it's like a G4 rectangle. And when Steve Jobs brought it out, he had it in his hand, and it's like, it's crazy. I mean, you could fit it, you could probably fit it in a briefcase and transport it from work to home without too much hassle. And so it's fairly portable. And, of course, it's much cheaper than any laptop Apple offers. I think the lowest Apple laptop is at about $1,000, and that's the iBook G4. So, anyway, I think it's interesting. I think Apple's going to sell a lot of them because they're so easy to buy, and they're as easy to buy as Windows has been, if not easier. And the other way that Apple is appealing to the lower end of the market is with the iPod Shuffle. And this is a stripped-down iPod. It's got no LCD screen, which is a lot of people wouldn't even consider it if it doesn't have an LCD screen because they want to see what song's playing. But I think the iPod Shuffle isn't really gonna work like an iPod, like people would think an iPod would. People who own iPods are accustomed to a certain way of listening to their music and of, you know, playing their different playlists and organizing them and putting them on the iPod and having them all in a certain way to make for optimized iPod listening. And then they listen to that in a certain way. And a lot of them do shuffle it. But I think the iPod Shuffle is going to be something completely different. It's going to be a whole different way to listen to music. It's not going to be the regular iPod listening experience that people are used to. It's not going to be just a low-end iPod. It's either going to be worse or going to be better, and I think that's a personal opinion. But it's going to be different because no longer do you have that finite control over what song's playing. It's either all shuffled up or all in a row. And no on-the-go playlist. So basically, you got to do everything on your computer. And that's not necessarily bad, because you do have more control on your computer than you do on an iPod. So I think we'll see. Once people start buying these and using these, and I think there's probably a natural way that people will start using these, and there will be natural tendencies to organize your music in certain ways so that the iPod Shuffle, so that it's a really good experience once it's on the iPod Shuffle. So anyway, I think it's going to be completely different, and I think we'll have to see how that plays out. So anyway, the specs on this, $99 for 512 megabytes, or $149 for 1 gigabyte. Targeted people who don't want to pay $249 for a mini. Also supports autofill, which is going to be a new iTunes option, which will easily build a playlist that fits exactly on the iPod Shuffle. The other thing is, it's available today. No, January 22nd, it's coming out in the future, it's coming out in the first half of 2005, it's coming, no, it's here. So, if you don't have an iPod and you don't want to spend a whole lot on an iPod, I'd consider the iPod Shuffle. And, you know, it's $100, which is fairly low for an MP3 player, for a 512 megabyte MP3 player for sure. It doesn't have a display, though, which I noticed Steve Jobs was comparing it to some other Flash MP3 players, and it looked like quite a bit of them had screens. So we'll see if that's a huge disadvantage or not. But the nice thing is, it's really small. It's smaller than a stick of gum. So you can put it in your pocket easily, you can run with it easily, and it's really light. So we'll see how that works out, and see if they sell a lot of those. It's this balance between a low price and you know, having too little features, and the balance between simplicity and having too low features. So we'll see. All right, that's about 23 minutes or so. No, almost 24. I guess I went on the iPod Shuffle rant for a little longer than expected. But anyway, here is some outro music. This is Easy Cool, Cold Chili. And feel free to post comments at everythingdigital.org or call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. Other than that, I will see you on the next podcast.